I'm Frances Callier.
And I'm Angela V. Shelton.
And we're Frangela.
You know what you need in your life? The Final Word Podcast.
Yes, you do.
That's right. It is the final word on all things political and pop cultural.
Where we make real news real funny.
Where we inspire you so you can hashtag resist.
Subscribe and get a new episode of the Final Word Podcast each week. It's the news we think you need to hear.
That's right. We think you need to hear it. Okay.
Yeah, it's what we say so.
That's right. And because all we do is give, every Thursday you can listen to our hysterical podcast, Idiot of the Week.
We round up the stupid because you know what? Somebody has to.
Okay. All we do is give.
MSW Media.
News with swearing. Daily Beans, Daily Beans. Daily Beans, Daily Beans.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Beans for Friday, October 18th, 2019. Today, Mulvaney throws Mulvaney under the bus. Trump wants to hold the G7 at Doral. Trump surrenders to Erdogan. Rick Perry resigns again. Republicans try to crash closed-door depositions. Sondland flipped. And Levin Igor arraignment is moved. I'm your host, AG, and I'm recording a Mini Beans voice memo a mile high at an airplane lavatory. We're stuck on the tarmac for over an hour, so we weren't going to get home until late. So here we are. Yesterday, I talked a bit about Lev and Igor, but forgot to mention the court pushed their arraignment from yesterday to October 23rd. I think it's because they're cutting a deal, or at least talking about it. That's conjecture, so put some beans on it. We'll see how they plead next week. Today was bananas. First, Sondland flipped. We thought he was going to say that there was no corrupt quid pro quo, but that's not what happened. According to the testimony transcript, Sondland said, I did not understand until much later that Mr. Giuliani's agenda might have also included an effort to prompt the Ukrainians to investigate Biden or his son, or involve Ukrainians directly or indirectly in the president's 2020 reelection. We'll go over it in more detail over the weekend, but it also, he appeared to lie to Congress about why he was put in charge of Ukraine, but eventually blamed Pompeo, and then ultimately said Giuliani pushed Ukraine probes at Trump's direction. So that's huge. Also, House conservatives attempted to barge into a closed-door hearing with McKinley. So Gohmert, Harris, and Biggs and Gates all whined about not having access to the transcripts or hearings, insisting they should because they sit on the judiciary. Then Mulvaney gave a crazy town press conference in which he announced the G7 was going to be held at Doral, even though he accidentally called it Mar-a-Lago a bunch of times. But he amazingly admitted to the quid pro quo that aid was withheld from Ukraine contingent on investigating the DNC. He said, we do it all the time and we need to get used to it. Everyone was stunned. And then the DOJ and the White House were super pissed about what he did and probably called him and chewed him out because he walked back that statement, blaming the media for misconstruing what he said with his own mouth, saying there was never any condition on the flow of the aid related to the DNC server, which is literally the opposite of what he said on camera. And Pence capitulated Erdogan by agreeing to lift sanctions if they could get a five-day pause on the Kurds so they could run and hide or be slaughtered. Trump then called it a ceasefire. Then Erdogan said it's not a ceasefire. Erdogan and Putin, by proxy, pretty much got everything they wanted. Rick Perry resigned again, maybe, I don't know. Pelosi is refusing to put a timeline on the impeachment process, despite McConnell telling the Senate to be ready by Christmas. And of course, our thoughts are with the family and friends of the late Elijah Cummings, who passed away at the age of 68. I'm still speechless about this. I haven't fully processed the devastating impact of this loss. Rep. Carolyn Maloney, Democrat from New York, will become the Oversight Committee's acting chair. And there's a line forming now here, so I have to go, but we'll be back with full shows Sunday for Mueller, She Wrote, and Monday morning for the Daily Beans. Take care of each other, take care of yourself, take care of the planet, take care of your mental health. I've been AG, and them's the Beans.
The Daily Beans is produced by AG, featuring Jaleesa Johnson and Jordan Coburn, and engineered and edited by Mackenzie Mizell and Starburns Industries. Our marketing manager is Sarah Lee Steiner, and our merchandising manager is Sarah Hirschberger-Valencia. Fact-checking and research by A.G., Jaleesa Johnson, and Jordan Coburn, with executive assistance by Amanda Reeder. Our music is written and performed by They Might Be Giants. Our web design and branding are by Joelle Reeder with Moxie Design Studios, and our website is dailybeanspod.com.
They Might Be Giants have been on the road for too long.
Too long.
And They Might Be Giants aren't even sorry.
Not even sorry.
And audiences like the shows too much.
Too much.
And now They Might Be Giants are playing their breakthrough album, Flood.
All of it.
And they still have time for other songs.
They're fooling around.
Who can stop They Might Be Giants and their liberal rock agenda?
Who?
No one. This ad was paid for with somebody else's money.
Hi, this is John Cryer, and I am hosting a new 7-part true crime podcast called Lawyers, Guns, and Money that'll challenge everything you think you know about U.S. covert operations and presidential misconduct. From Jack Bryan, the director of American PSYOP, comes the incredible true story of John Mattis, a newly sworn-in Miami public defender in the 1980s who has found himself completely in over his head.
I step off the plane, and there is a van with a couple guys with Uzis. And one of them in broken English said, "Welcome to Bogota, John."
Mattis's first felony defendant has been arrested for having a machine gun and tells Mattis a dangerous secret.
He was shipping arms into Central America on behalf of the CIA. As a first-time lawyer, I want to act like I know what I'm doing.
But with the help of a Colombian drug smuggler...
How much money the CIA raised by hitting up drug dealers?
A lot of money, millions of dollars.
An Alabama mercenary.
They were prepared to die to the last man. I saw this in them. I saw the fire in their eyes. And they made me their war chief.
And a newly elected senator, John Kerry.
We are looking at allegations of drug running, gun smuggling, conspiracy to commit murder and murder itself.
He'll fight to free his client.
The judge said, "Show me, in a courtroom, how we were at war."
Expose an illegal war being run by the White House.
I mean, I wanted him involved, but I didn't want to be on record as doing it.
And somehow stay alive in the process.
I just escaped a kidnapping by the CIA in Costa Rica.
This is Lawyers, Guns, and Money.
So you have a man in an Armani suit standing on the bow of a boat with a rocket launcher and says, "If I lose sight of you, I will launch. You will be vaporized."
Available everywhere starting October 29th, or get it ad-free and early starting October 22nd at lawyersgunsandmoney.supercast.com. There you'll find bonus episodes along with exclusive content. Subscribe now.